Hello, friends. This is Pasta Sexual. I know I haven't been active very much lately, but gosh, is this on the right mic? I'm gonna put it up. Hi, hope you can hear me. Oh, now I can hear myself. That's fun. I couldn't hear myself before. When that feel when you just like sang five different songs for potential uploading and you're just like, you couldn't hear yourself, but now you can because that's important. Anywho, how are you guys doing? Alright, friends. New question. Yeah, okay. So, I'm here. I'm kind of tipsy. It's actually wearing off, which is really sad. I might have to break out the bad stuff. But I'm kind of tipsy. Whoo, whoo, whoo. Can you hear that? Wait. Haha. Oh, fuck. Okay, I'm too tipsy to actually do this properly, and I should stop touching my mic. But, I'm here to do a questionnaire for you guys because fuck it. Although, I can't remember if I've ever done CB's Spill It questionnaire. I hope I haven't. Let's check really quick. Let's check really quick. Let's check really quick. Submitted. That's the wrong page. The one thing about getting tipsy is I can't fucking type. I typed in Reddit instead of Reddit. Let's check really quick. Gosh, I'm sorry I'm dragging. I'm actually not sorry. I shouldn't pretend to be sorry when I'm really not sorry. But I was gonna say that I'm sorry for dragging you guys along with this. Oh, yeah, I've been so busy, guys, but I'm sure you guys have been busy too, which is, like, really sad, because sometimes it's just nice to relax and sit on the beach and do nothing, and, okay, so it looks like I haven't. Fun. Cool. We're gonna do CB's Spilly questionnaire. Alright, so, let's start on number one. Scale of 1 to 10, how similar are you to your GWA persona? 1 being not at all alike, 10 being exactly alike. I'd say 5 to 7. It depends on... I mean, do I have a persona? Have I even put out enough fucking audios to have a persona? There's a lot of truth to whatever I do put out and allow other people to hear in public. So at least 5, at like the very, very least. But I'm gonna say probably closer to a 7, just because like I don't see the point in being disingenuous. And also because like I won't, unless I'm doing something and I like specifically state that I'm acting, or that like X was at like this section, like I had to act for it or XYZ. Besides that, like, I generally won't do something unless I relate to it or can appreciate it or XYZ, get turned on by it, whatever, on a certain level. So that just bumps 5 up to 7 because I really won't do certain things if I'm just not, you know, feeling it, which, like, has to be intrinsic to myself and personality. So, yeah, I'm actually putting that back down to a 5 because I don't... never mind, it's a 5 to 7. I need a drink. Alright, 2. What's the story behind your username? I really like pasta, guys. I don't think you understand how much I like pasta. I don't get turned on by it, but food in general can be very sexual at times, and I just really like pasta. So goddamn much. It's like, it's kind of wrong. 3. How many languages do you speak? Fluently? Gosh. What are they? Say something sexy for us. Ooh, I speak 2 languages fluently. But I'm not saying something sexy for you guys in it, because there's just, it's like an old, old language. There's nothing sexy you can say in it. I think the cutest thing is you can call someone Hamudi, or Matuka, or Motek, but that's about it. And besides that, I don't even speak. I can understand a lot of Spanish, but I'm really bad at saying anything in Spanish aside from pobrecito. And And I can understand some French because it's close to Spanish, but besides that, oh, I can also pick up bits of words in Arabic, but it's really tough because there's so many different dialects and like accents that just, oh, it's so painful. Like sometimes, like you just have to speak really slowly and then maybe I'll get you, but even then it's like, oh, it's so fucking difficult. For who is your celebrity look like? I have, gosh, my second cousin's partner always tells me that I always remind him of a really young Winona Ryder, which I don't get, and I personally don't see, but there you go. Someone else, I don't know. I feel like when I was younger, I used to, no, I didn't. No, I'm not even gonna say that. Never mind. Five, who knows your secrets? Can you share any of them with us? See if I tell you guys anything and then it's not a secret anymore. I feel like a secret is either one that you have with yourself and no one knows about it, or a secret is something that you have with only one other person, usually because they took part in it or they're related to it. But like the second you tell it to more than one person, it's not a secret. So I'm gonna shut up. Ooh, a really juicy one just came to mind, but I'm so not sharing that in public because, like, it'll just come back to bite me in the ass. I've put a lot in faith in karma. So, yeah, no, that's not happening. Six, what bad habits do you have? Ooh, do you call. Do you call being a neat freak a bad habit? I'm not even a neat freak, I'm just more of a germaphobe. I'm like, ugh. But then the second I decide that I don't care if I have your germs, I just really don't care. It's kind of gross. Bad habits. Bad habits. I mean, when I wipe down a table or something. No, not that. Like when I dry my hands with a paper towel, I like to keep the paper towel, so I'll let it sit, stay on the table, and then dry more so that I can reuse it later because it's not really dirty, and then I can use it to like, if I'm like spraying down the table with Windex, I can like use that to wipe things off, and like, my roommates fucking hate it so much, but I guess to them they would call it a bad habit, but I think it's like just being resourceful slash sustainable, like believing in sustainability. Like another thing is I'll always lock the door, always turn off all the lights, air conditioner, everything, and they hate that too. So I think it's just more like I'm potentially more environmentally friendly slash conscientious than they are, so they think it's like shitty, but I'm just like, guys, can you care about our earth just a little bit, please? So that's that. I don't know, I'm sorry, I can't think of anything else. I guess you could say that I don't floss nearly as often as I should. Oh well. Seven, tell us the story of losing your virginity. I met with a guy. I had a date. Whatever, he was cute. We kissed. And then we went on another date at least. Or we hung out or something. And then we hung out again. And I decided that I felt really comfortable with him and that, like, we were sexy, but he wasn't pressuring me to do anything, and so I liked that, and, you know, I felt comfortable, and I was like, you know what, if I'm going to, have sex with someone for the first time, it might as well be with someone I feel comfortable with, so I did it, and that was it. It wasn't amazing, like, I remember it, but it actually was kind of like, what is this, why do people do this, like, ow, not even ow, just like, this is uncomfortable, why do I feel full, like, in a not good way, so that was that. It's really not climactic at all. The story of my first blowjob is better. How frequently do you have sex with someone else? With yourself? With someone else? See, if I had done this questionnaire a few months ago, it would have been a completely different answer, but with someone else, I'm going on a baby dry spell, so maybe 3 months-ish. Oh my god. It might actually be four. Wait, no. Can't math right now. Anyway, it's been too long. It's been longer than I want it to have been with myself. It depends how often I can get away with it. Because I do have I just tried to say, I'm gonna open a window. I do have roommates, but I want to say at least, hopefully, lately I've been lucky, so once a week. Sometimes if I'm not lucky, it's less than that, and if I'm really lucky, sometimes it's more than once a week. Gosh! If ideally I would have sex with someone else on the daily, but, you know, we can't always have what we want now, can we? 9, what is your biggest regret? The fuck kind of question is that? There is so much life. I think my biggest regret is not having been born in a time period where teleportation and or time machines were invented. Okay, suck on that. What would you choose as your death row meal? I have to say pasta, because my username is pasta. Like, it would just be really bad and just so wrong if I didn't say pasta. It wouldn't even be erotic, it would just be wrong. But yeah. Ooh, pasta and, like, a butter garlic sauce with, like, vegetables. Not even chicken, just vegetables, God, yes. Like, pasta primavera. Ugh. God, yes. Although, I like so much food. I like so much food. There, like, ask me on any different day and it would probably be a different answer. 11, what is your favorite scent? I don't have a favorite scent, but I really like... Is it wrong that my first answer was to say patchouli and I don't even know what patchouli smells like? I really like citrus scents. I like that a lot. Also, I like, I have a guy friend. Can I call him a guy friend? Who's my boyfriend? This person that I slept with that is still in my life, he has a really good, like, pheromone scent, and I just go bananas when I smell it, but, I don't think you should put that in your perfume, though. 12, what do you wear to bed on a regular night on sexy time nights? On a regular night, I probably wear shorts and a t-shirt and socks. Sometimes just a long t-shirt and socks. It's actually really adorable. I would fuck me. And on sexy time nights, then I usually end up going to bed naked because I just had sex. 13, do you read in bed, and who's your favorite author? I read in bed. Quite frequently. I used to read more in bed, but not nearly as much lately. Mainly because lately I've been reading in bed on my phone, and that's not conducive to actually reading because you get distracted by everything else going up on your phone. I don't have a single favorite author because there are so many talented authors out there and so many more that I've yet to discover, but I do have a special place in my heart for Douglas Adams, and no one else will potentially ever compare, so that's really sad, but there you go. 14, tell us about your most recent sexual encounter. I just spent several hours teasing someone in my bed, and it didn't go well because my roommate came home. So that's fun. Getting cock-blocked by your roommate, and we probably weren't gonna have sex anyway, but that could have been a sexual encounter. What one word describes you inside the bedroom? Outside the bedroom. Inside the bedroom. I'd say focused / passionate. Yeah. I'm gonna go with those. Outside the bedroom, I'd say probably. I know I come off as aloof or unapproachable or very direct to other people, so people would probably use that maybe to describe me if they didn't know me too well. But I would say me. Outside the bedroom, I'm just me. In all my ridiculous, frustrated, sarcastic glory, so. Oh well. 16, do you have tattoos or piercings? I have ear piercings, and that's it. I wanted to get an extra pirate piercing, but then I got really upset. Because I'm a big fan of symmetry, and I was like, well, I don't want two piercings on each ear, because that's just not, no, that doesn't look right. So I, you know, didn't do that in the end. I didn't want an eyebrow piercing. I used to really want a nose piercing, but not anymore. Oh god, and I would never get a belly piercing just because it's just really not my thing. So, maybe someday I'll get a really small tattoo that means something to me. But besides that, no. 17, have you ever come without touching your pussy? I've kind of had, like, a rolling mental body orgasm. But I'm, like, actually, like, it's really difficult for girls because, like, what is coming? We don't ejaculate. Some girls squirt, but only sometimes. And, like, what do you want with me? Yeah, I can feel really good, but, like, getting all the way to that oh my fucking god point and then falling over, no, like, without touching, like, that's kind of really tough. Kind of a baby orgasm, but, like, not a real, like, mind-numbing one. 18, what is your record for coming in 24 hours? Did you challenge yourself to it? Did it just happen? Are you multi-gasmic? I think 3 or 4. I didn't challenge myself, it kind of just happened, but it was amazing. I can be multi-orgasmic depending on the mood I'm in and how turned on I am, and also depending if I'm with someone, depending on how comfortable I am with them. But hooray. What is on your sexual bucket list? Being tied up. And many other things. I want to be spanked with a paddle, but one of those cute paddles that, like, leave specific imprints. That would be fun. Among other things. That's just one thing. 20. Describe what an orgasm feels like to you, hopefully, while having an orgasm. That's not happening. I'm way too tipsy for that to happen right now. But it feels like... I start feeling really good, and then I feel even better, and then it's like, oh my god, I feel amazing, and then it's like, I want to come, and it's like, electricity running through my body, and like, pushing me to this spot, and I know that I want to get to a spot and then over it, but it's like, a process. And then you get there, and it's just, like, not waves, lightning bolts of deliciousness going through your body, and, like, making you seize and spasm, and then, like, the aftershocks, and then, depending on how you're feeling, you can go for more. So, that's a really bad description, but, like, oh, well. I hope that did something for anyone. Wow, this is long. I'm gonna say bye now, guys. Bye! Bye-bye! Gosh, that's terrible. Bye, mon amour. You guys are cute.